It was Erie County GOP Committee Chairman Nick Langworthy who had the honor of introducing the candidate.
This is the beginning of a victory that will help turn this state around once and for all. Ladies and gentlemen, the next governor of the state of New York, Marcus Molinaro.
Molinaro is the Dutchess County executive. His political career began at the age of 18 when elected mayor of the village of Tivoli. He originally did not want to enter this race, but after some convincing, jumped in, saying his family's sacrifice pales in comparison to those of everyday New Yorkers who work hard but are struggling to prosper.
And so as I looked to the state capitol, I saw an administration focused inward, not on the people, but on self-preservation, political survival, and presidential ambitions.
Molinaro took aim at the incumbent's demeanor in office and scandals surrounding some of his closest aides, suggesting he will bring a better sense of ethics and openness to Albany. Molinaro spoke of a modest upbringing, not being born into money or to a political family. Assemblyman Ray Walter says Molinaro is the type who will appeal to local voters.
The contrast is so stark. I think it's really going to play well to the public throughout the state and give us a really something to believe in and hope for the future.
Numerous elected officials were among those watching, including Niagara Falls Councilman Chris Vocio. While the Cataract City's Republican Committee has yet to endorse a candidate, Vocio is sold on Molinaro.
What I can tell you as an individual, not as a city councilman, but as an individual and as a member of the Republican Party, I vigorously support Mark's candidacy. I like what I heard today. I like his background. I like that he exhibits, you know, a high level of energy that we're going to need to win the governorship.
Joining Molinaro in the GOP primary are State Senator John DeFrancisco and former State Housing Commissioner Joe Holland. Cuomo faces a Democratic primary challenge from actress and activist Cynthia Nixon. Former Erie County Executive Joel Giambra has ended his bid for the Republican nomination, but hopes to make the November ballot on the reform line. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.